It's Alistair Burns, and I'm here with Sarah Waller from Enhancing the Healing Environment at the King's Fund. Sarah, you've been involved in a lot of work to do with the built environment and dementia. I wonder if you could just give us a summary of what you think the important points are about dementia and the environment.
Well, I think one of the first things we have to remember is that going into hospital is a potentially anxious and frightening experience for anybody. And that is replicated probably more so for people who are old, who may have problems with sight and with hearing, and much more for people with dementia, who may well have visuospatial problems. And so coming into what may seem a very, very large building with very poor signage can be extremely anxious and frightening for people.
And are there, if you like, some top things that you do with enhancing the healing environment that could help?
Absolutely. What we do is we work with teams, clinically led teams, involving estate staff and, most importantly, carers of people with dementia on small projects to improve the hospital environment. The idea is that these are like pebbles in a pool and will then spread to the rest of the hospital. We've been working through a Department of Health-funded scheme with 22 hospital trusts over the last 3 years to improve the environment of care with people with dementia, and we are extremely pleased that they are seeing real and lasting changes in improvements in care.
And my understanding, and apologies for the noise in the background, but it just shows that this is it's a real life interview. I understand that in fact you don't need a lot of money to change the environment.
This is not about money. Buying a tin of coloured paint to help people with accent colours navigate through different bays in a bedded ward costs you perhaps a couple of pence more than a tin of magnolia. Sorting out your signage and perhaps hiring a skip to get rid of all the clutter that's around in the hospitals is not expensive work, but it makes a real difference.
Right. And if someone wanted just to look on a website and maybe get the idea, what's the best website, Sarah?
The best website, I think, to look at is the King's Fund website under Enhancing the Healing Environment. There is an assessment tool that we've developed to help people look at making the environment more dementia-friendly, together with a write-up of all the projects we've been involved in and some photographs that I hope will inspire people to go away and create more dementia-friendly hospitals.
And that's all on the King's Fund website. Just search Enhancing the Healing Environment and it's all there.
Absolutely, Alistair.
Sarah, thank you very much indeed. That's very helpful.